Every board member works on a particular issue, and McCarthy has focused and pushed hard on issues members of the public can deal with, gym and vocational education, and he's proud of it.
My work on health and wellness, and most recently the hiring of 44 more gym teachers, really, for the much-needed physical activity in our schools and grade schools, as well as recess. Our work on expanding our CTE and vocational programs by opening up the policy so that more students can benefit from these programs.
Along with other members of the majority, McCarthy says hiring schools superintendent Kreiner Cash was the right thing to do, and his programs are the right way to improving student achievement.
We're now discussing community schools. Buffalo has been looking forward and looking for this and talking about this issue for decades. And finally, under this, our new superintendent and the current board, we are finally making the discussion to make it easier for students to get to school, from school, and keeping our buildings open late.
McCarthy says the pressures of reopening his new restaurant made him consider not running again.
There's lots of work to be done here. That's why I'm running again. I'm here to support our new superintendent, who finally we have somebody who is changing this district and has been working to change the administration, the culture within this district. And I think I wanted to support him. And finally seeing the pendulum shift in the right direction was something I couldn't walk away from.
McCarthy is one of the few board members with school-aged children, including one in a charter school. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.